Hello, friend. This is a second study on who is God. Alright. Last time we left off in Psalms 18. And we're going to pick it up in Psalms 25. Psalms 25. Verse 8. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. Basically, that's just saying that God is a guideline for us. You know, since he is good, he's the only one that can instruct us on how to be good. You know, sometimes we try to teach, you know, other people how to be good, but in order to learn how to be good, we have to look to God and learn from his instructions. Not our own, because we may be skewed in the way that we think, you know, or the things we instruct may be based on our own ideas or our own experiences. Sometimes that's good, but if it's not lined up with God, then obviously that's bad. So this is just saying that look to God for an instruction, just like we're doing now, is reading through the Word of God, looking on how we should think about God. We basically look to him on learning how to live, and that's what we're doing now. We're learning from him on how to live. Okay, we're going to go to chapter 27, and we're going to read verses 1 through 3. Chapter 27, verses 1 through 3. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. Isn't that awesome? I mean, against all circumstances, the confidence in God to hold you upright. You know, as we trust in him, we can be confident that he goes to war for us. This verse is proof of it. Okay? If we are standing in righteousness, okay? And if we are under the rule of God, then we look for his protection. He goes to bat for us. Who shall we fear? Man? Come on. He defends us. Why should we dread anything that a man would do? You know, people always come against us in some way or other. You know, and sometimes it hurts us. But does it knock us out of the game? If we're confident and depending on God, no. Because he bears us up and he goes to bat for us. We're his kids. You know, what father wouldn't fight for their kid to protect them? Okay, so we already know that there's no wickedness in God, you know. So he looks to us in loving kindness. He's going to protect us because we are holding his spirit. Now, that is not to say that some Christians aren't going to die. But we can't say that because, you know, there is an enemy. You know, sometimes our time is up. You know, time is just up for us as far as death. that's unfortunately what the enemy presented, you know, in our lives that we live, in this whole existence. But when we depend on God, when we hide in Him, and we are confident in Him, in certain situations, more than not, He's gonna turn things around for us, you know, if we submit ourselves to Him. And that's the big thing. If we submit ourselves to Him, our heart will not fear, though a war rise against us. In spite of this, we shall be confident. You shall be confident. Trust. And that's so crucial, is the trust in God to bear us up under anything that comes against us. Anything. Let Him get the glory. Okay? You hold still and you depend on God and let God fight the battle for you. See what happens. Okay, let's move on to chapter 33. And we're going to go down to verses 13 and read through 15. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From His dwelling place, He looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the heart of them all, He who understands their work, all their works. So we already know that God is God. That's all these verses are saying. God sees all of us. You know, He's not off in His corner doing, you know, one thing where we're off in our corner doing the other, and He's, you know, we have to call out to Him, God, you see what's going on to me? Yeah, He wants us to come to Him and call out to Him, but He sees it. He sees it. Let's go down to 18 in the same chapter. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on them who fear Him, on those who hope for His loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart rejoices in Him because we trust in His holy name. Let Your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us according as we have hoped in You. See, there is a thing. There is a thing. It's up to us to trust in Him. It's not whether God is going to come through for us, or is He able to come through us for us. Is He, you know? It's up to us and our trust in Him to let Him come through for us. Again, we have to learn how to lay down our lives and not strike out, you know, in anger or in bitterness, or, you know, we have to keep ourselves in check as far as our character mode goes. We have to remain humble. We have to remain in step with the Spirit of God and in certain situations, well, actually in all situations, in order for Him to come through for us. Okay? We have to trust in Him and let Him work and see the glory of God. I mean, those verses just prove everything that we've just read. The eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope for His loving kindness. We hope for His loving kindness to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. We depend on God for our daily sustenance, some of us. For actually, all of us should. Our soul waits for the Lord. That's so hard, isn't it? Waiting for God. Just have confidence, you know, in waiting for God, that He's going to come through. That's our time to spend probably in prayer, you know, or in the Word of God, building up our strength, you know, building up our confidence. God's going to come through. He will. Hallelujah. He will. Trust it. Get these scriptures in you. Let them bind with your spirit, so that in the day that things do happen, you can run to Him. And that's okay. He wants us to do that, to depend on Him. And He tells us to stand firm. Stand firm. And let Him work. And rejoice in Him. Because He's coming to aid us. God is a great God. God is a good God. He's there for us to protect us. Amen. Okay, we're going to go one chapter over to 34. 34. And we're going to go down to verses 15 and 16. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Some of their troubles? Most of their troubles? All their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Read that. Read 18 again. That's awesome. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Amen. The Spirit of God is all over that one. And that's scripture for most of us that are listening. Even for me, I love that. And that's like ointment on every wound inside of me. The Lord is near to me. And He saves us who are crushed in spirit.